president's growing controversy. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More documents marked classified have been found in President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. The president's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, said in a statement that the FBI search lasted nearly 13 hours on Friday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has the details.
During that search, Department of Justice took possession of a bunch of materials that they deemed within the scope of their inquiry, and that included six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service when he was in the Senate and some from when he was vice president.
The White House says they've been cooperating with the special counsel appointed by the Justice Department. Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is reportedly leaving his position in the coming weeks. The White House must also contend with the U.S. reaching its debt limit on Thursday. House Budget Committee Chair Republican Jody Arrington of Texas discusses his optimism in achieving a bipartisan agreement on Fox's Cavuto Live.
The last eight major fiscal reforms were done in the context of a debt ceiling negotiation since 1985. This is not unprecedented. We just need Democrats to act in good faith, come to the table, and let's find a path.
President Biden is planning to discuss the debt limit issue with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. A protest in Atlanta over the fatal shooting of an environmental activist by a state trooper turns violent. At least six arrests have been made. Here's Chief Darren Shearbaum.
There are three businesses that received damages to their windows. The investigation is continuing to determine who we have under arrest that may cause that. And if there's someone that committed a criminal act that we currently do not have in custody, we're using all of our investigative resources to ensure we identify them.
Police say that the activist shot first and the officer returned fire. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An investigation is underway into an American man's death in Mexico, where he was vacationing with his wife. Fox's Christina Coleman reports from Los Angeles.
The family's attorney, Case Barnett, is a friend of Blair Elliott. He described him as a caring, energetic, and loving guy. Blair and his wife were both lawyers who worked for the Orange County Public Defender's Office. They were vacationing at the Los Roques Resort and Spa in Mexico last weekend to celebrate their first wedding anniversary. Barnett says Blair's wife woke up around 1:40 in the morning to hotel staff outside her door asking if some guy was her boyfriend. He says she went downstairs, discovered her husband face down on the ground, then started screaming for help. Barnett says she does not know why he was outside at that time.
Mexican authorities say Elliot Blair was intoxicated and died after falling off his hotel room balcony. Blair's family says a detective at the scene told Blair's wife that he had been shot. In the aftermath of the Southwest Airlines Christmas holiday fiasco, experts say flight cancellations and delays are on the rise for major airlines. Fox's Jeff Flock reports.
Southwest got, of course, a lot of bad publicity for what happened at Christmas, those big cancellations. But according to United CEO Scott Kirby on an earnings call, it's not just Southwest. A lot of airlines, he says, can't meet the requirements they need in terms of personnel to fly the schedules they have.
That's the sound of protesters demonstrating in Peru, demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte. Over 50 people have been injured in the nationwide protests. And demonstrations also taking place in Paris, France, over President Macron planning to raise the age for retirement. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.